makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche inviting you to join us here at Marchfield, Riverside, California, base of the 4th Air Force. Our guest is the lovely lady who made the sarong famous, Dorothy L'Amour. And, of course, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Effie Clinker, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
How does it feel to be a hero at March Field?
Yes, Don, I hear you saved a plane from crashing. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was nothing. It was really nothing at all.
Well, it was last night.
Now, please, right? Charlie, please.
And this plane was coming in.
Please, Charlie.
Oh, I must. And all of a sudden, the landing lights went out. See?
And what did Don do?
He turned on his teeth.
You know, Don, before the war, I used to pilot my own plane, and I will say I was rather good at it.
He invented a three-crash landing.
No.
Oh, I think flyers are so dashing and romantic.
Yes, well, I got quite a figure in my flying togs.
They used to call him Bombay Bergen.
I say, you know, fellas, about 60 years ago, my grandfather used to fly a plane. He was really remarkable.
But, Ray, planes weren't invented then.
Yes, well, that's what makes it so remarkable, you see.
Well, pip-pip.
Yeah, poop. Poop-poop.
Well, after that, I think I'd better sing.
Yes, Joan, sing. Sing good.
Well, that's exactly what my song is, Charlie. Good, good, good.
Well, good.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, oh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to learn the proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you. Good, fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, oh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find the proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 fine, fine, fine. Sweet, 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 yum, yum, yum. Good, 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 that's you.
Well, Mochi, I'm sorry.
Charlie.
Oh, Bergen, please don't scare me like that.
I see.
Please don't yell at me.
No.
Can't you see that I'm as jumpy as a frog with a hot foot?
Is that so? Well, what are you so nervous about, Charlie?
Well, I received a note threatening my life. That's all. That's all.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's, they threatened to homogenize me or something.
Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't be afraid about that. Probably someone just pulling your leg.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, they're pulling it in the direction of the cemetery.
Is that true? Are you serious, Charlie?
Yeah, I tell you, they may even kidnap me and hold me for hostess.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, calm down, Charlie. You're making too much of this.
Well, I'm even afraid to go to school.
I see.
And I did so want to take that history test tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Bergen, I tell you, it's serious.
Yes.
I may not be with you much longer. Then you'll have to learn to live on a lot less.
Yeah.
Or go to work.
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie. What's up?
My number, I'm afraid.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, Don, you may not see me around here much longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you feel, Edgar?
Oh, he's fine. Now, you listen to me, will you?
Okay, Charlie. What were you saying?
I said something might happen to me. I may never return. What do you say to that?
Well, goodbye.
Are you going to stand by and watch them rub me out?
Well, I couldn't possibly, Charlie. I have a dinner engagement tonight. Some other time, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, talk to him.
Yeah. Well, you see, Don, Charlie has received a threatening letter.
Oh, he has?
Yes, he has, and I think we ought to read it. It might prove interesting.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Yes. Here's the letter right here. It's really terrifying. Read it, Bergen.
Yes. Well, it says, if you value your life, bring $1.85 in old bills. Of small denomination.
They know what you're doing.
Yeah. And say, you know, Charlie, that's a coincidence. That's exactly the price of that catcher's mitt you've been hounding me to buy, isn't it?
Would you imagine that, could you? Small world, isn't it?
Yes, it continues. What does it say here? Leave the money under the tree near the alley in an old shoebox. There's an empty one on the top shelf in the hall closet.
Well, say, how could a blackmailer know that?
Well, you see, looks like an inside job, doesn't it?
Listen to this. Unless you put the money there tonight, you may meet with a rather sloppy type of accident. Cordially yours, Deadly Dudley. P.S. Please excuse pencil.
You see, Amici, I'm a marked man.
Yeah, marked down to 185.
Yeah. I thought maybe one of you gentlemen would be glad to lend me the money. Surely my life is worth $1.85.
Well, you always did have a high opinion of yourself, Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, Bergen, save me, will you? Oh, $1.85 isn't so much. Why, you spend that much on amusement alone in less than a year.
You know, I can tell from this disguised handwriting that the culprit is a very weak-minded individual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, you ain't so high IQ to yourself, you know.
You'll notice, Don, the interesting part of this case is that the blackmailer asks for such a small amount of money.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, well, that's the OPA ceiling price on blackmail.
Well, I'm sure the authorities will catch this blackmailer in no time, and he'll get plenty.
Yeah. You think he will?
Will he?
Well, couldn't he plead compound insanity or something?
That wouldn't help one bit. Where's the phone?
You're not going to call the FBW, are you?
What's that?
The Federal Bureau of Whodunit?
No.
Say, now that's an idea.
Oh, please, Amici, have pity on a poor blackmailer. You know the blackmailing business ain't what it used to be. What with withholding taxes and stuff like that.
Yeah. You mean to say you feel sorry for an extortionist?
Well, it's getting almost impossible to work an honest graft anymore. It's very discouraging.
Oh, now stop. You're breaking my heart, yeah. Charlie.
How do you know but what this poor unfortunate blackmailer he made need money or food or shelter?
Yeah, or a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Why, what's the matter with you, Charlie? You look scared. You're shaking like a thief.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. Charlie, I think you know who wrote that letter.
Yeah. What's worse, I think you know.
Yeah.
I think we all know who sent it.
I did not.
Oh, no. Aha, that proves it. Yes. See?
Do you mean to implicate that I'm implicated in this implication?
Charlie, you better admit it.
Yeah?
Charlie?
Yeah. Well, I cannot tell a lie. Good enough. But don't be too hard on me. I ain't really bad. It's just a lack of calcium in my diet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you should have known better to think you could disguise your handwriting and get away with something like that.
You're right. It was very foolish of me.
Yes. Now, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Yes, I have, Mr. Bergen. Next time I'll use a typewriter.
At mealtime, it's coffee that completes your enjoyment with your food and after. So choose the blend with second cup appeal. Get coffee for coffee's sake. The greater pleasure, the added enjoyment, the extra flavor of Chase and Sanborn coffee has been traditional with this superb blend for the past 81 years. And today, there's no reason for anybody to be satisfied with anything less. In the past year, more people enjoyed Chase and Sanborn coffee than ever before. Their preference for Chase and Sanborn flavor brought about the biggest swing in our entire 81-year history. And still the good word spreads. Chase and Sanborn goes right on, winning new friends every day. Morning, noon, and night, it gives you a cup of deep-down, wholehearted satisfaction every time it's poured. With meals or between, it's coffee as it should be. Full-bodied, rich, and mellow, supremely delicious. All this richer, finer, fuller flavor is yours. You're entitled to it, so make sure you get it. Ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee from now on.
You know, Edgar, I'm surprised Effie Clinker didn't come out here with us today.
Oh, she's here, Don. Yeah, she's here, but she's been very busy lately with her Valentine cards, you know.
Oh, she has,
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, that's the guy. Hello, Effie Clinker.
Oh, hello, Eddie and Donzie boy.
Oh, hello, Effie.
No! You mustn't do that, Donzie.
Yeah. Are you enjoying yourself here?
Oh, I'm being rehabilitated.
Oh, I see. Rehabilitated at Marchfield?
Yes. I'm getting used to seeing men again.
You know, I think the men here have been flattering you and giving you ideas.
No, no, I have the ideas. They just gave me some encouragement. Oh, rose leaves and radishes. Ooh! I'm a caution.
Say, Effie, am I going to receive a Valentine from you?
Yes, Donzie.
I am, huh?
With my picture on it, too.
Oh, does the picture look like you?
Well, not enough to do any damage.
Effie, why don't you show down that lovely poem that you've written for your Valentine card?
All right, here it is, Donzie.
Well, thank you. So you're a poet, too, huh? Well, let's see, what is this? Every time I look at you, my poor heart often misses. I just can't put it all in words because the language of love is kisses. Oh, now that is a beautiful line. The language of love is kisses.
Yeah. Why don't you start talking, big boy?
Kisses are, as Effie says, the language of love. And so too is music. And here is Joan Merrill with Jerome Kern's lovely new tune, More and More.
More and more, this heart of mine confesses. In your caresses, warmed by the breath of your sigh, and cooled by the blue of your eyes. More, more, I find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unfulfilled. give up wanting more and more and more and more of you.
You know, Charlie, I don't think it's fair to tease these fellas any longer. Why don't we introduce our guest star?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doc. You're absolutely right. Our guest today is the lovely Dorothy Lemoore, spelled...
Hello, Edgar. Hello, Don. Tell me, Charlie, how much have you missed me?
Oh, you'll never know.
And have you been true to me?
You'll never know.
You know, Dottie, I saw you in one of your old jungle pictures the other day, and you know, there's something about us so wrong that's so right.
Yeah. They seem to think so, Don, but personally, I don't know why the producers always want me to wear a sarong. Right now, I'm doing a picture without a sarong.
Well, fellas, that we gotta see.
You know.
Oh. No. I mean, I'm doing a part where I wear a lot of beautiful clothes.
Say, Dottie, how would you like to be an Eskimo in an igloo hut?
Oh, that's fine, but where could I find such a play?
Well, Don and I write them. Takes us about 3 seconds.
Okay, I'll wait.
All right.
Pardon us while we go into a huddle.
But we've got to wait. Look, let's use play 8-22-36 hike.
Yes.
And okay, then we can
steal a scene from Gone with the Wind.
Then we take something else from the other side. Then we can.
Yeah, I think we can.
4 and 4 makes what?
I don't go. Don't get so heavy.
Oh, all right. All right, then we got it.
Well, now you're talking about stuff neither one of us can answer.
All right.
We got it. We just finished it. Tell her about it, Don.
Well, here it is. It's a drama of the far north. It's a chiller diller called He Lost His Heart in the Land of the Midnight Fun, or He Loved an Icebox Cookie.
Yeah. Ah, Sophrosia, my dear Sophrosia. I tell you, it was so cold I was afraid I wouldn't live to get here.
Yes, Moldy. Yeah. The thermometer says it's 140 below zero.
Think of that. Yeah. Gosh, I guess I should have worn me heavy shoelaces.
I guess you should have. I tell you, it's so cold, I just don't know what to do.
You don't?
Mm.
May I make a suggestion?
Why, Moldy, what do you mean?
Well, as we say in the frozen north, let's mush.
But you must remember, we Eskimos don't kiss. We just rub noses.
Yeah. All right. Pucker up your nose. Now it's my turn. Let's try a few of those nasal maneuvers. What's that?
Oh, it's just the wind.
Oh. Must be wearing brass knuckles.
Come in.
Oh, pardon me.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the famous explorer, Sir Chauncey T. Farthington Crumpet.
What's the T stand for?
Goes with the crumpets, old boy.
You're wearing a tropical helmet for?
Well, actually, I'm looking for the yellow-throated frugal, which is found only, of course, in the torrid zone.
Oh. Well, what are you doing up here in the Arctic zone?
Well, you know, I'm beginning to suspect that somebody gave me the wrong zone number.
Yeah. In other words, you don't know where you're at, huh?
Oh, no, I don't think I'm lost. Oh, no. No, I'm just a trifle misplaced.
Oh, you must have had a terrible experience.
Oh, yes, indeed. I really did, yes. I was almost killed twice by a polar bear, you know.
Oh, dear. Once would have been enough.
Well, how did you get up here?
I pedaled up on an icicle.
Well, will you get on your icicle and pedal out of here? Get out. Alone at last, my dear Sophrosia. I shall love you until the penguins fly south to Capistrano or... Who's that?
Oh, it's probably one of the neighbors to borrow a tray of ice cubes.
Oh.
Come in.
Hello, Sophrosia.
Well, if it isn't Axel Swenson, my big blubber and egg man.
Well, I just come back from a very successful whaling expedition. And I tell you, I'm up to my ears in blubber.
Yeah, you got plenty above your ears, too. Oh.
And I thought you would be so pleased to see how long my hair is now. They're so thick up there.
All right, Swenson, you've had your little joke. Take your fur cap off.
Yeah. Say, here, young feller. Watch what you say here. I got a harpoon in my hand, and when I got a harpoon in my hand, I'm a bad actor.
Hey, you don't need a harpoon either.
Oh.
Who is it?
Hello, hello, hello. It's the midship force of the month, the landlord, the Gazola. Just to call me Ice Flow Joe.
Well, what goes?
You do, so if you don't pay up.
Well, how will I ever get the money?
Well, my little sweet patootie, I have a solution. You can marry me.
Oh, there must be an easier way.
You know, I got some bad news for you. I come here to raise the rents.
But you can't do that. The rents are frozen.
With me, that the cuts are no ice.
But, landlord, I've had pretty tough sledding.
Well, I'm having a pretty tough sledding myself. And I didn't come here to bargain. Love a joke, eh, kid?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself to charge rent for this shabby old igloo.
Oh, well, she's just the same as shabby because she's run down and broken up.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm ashamed when my friends drop in.
Why, what's the matter with your friends?
No, it's the igloo.
What's the matter with this place? It got hot and the cold and running ice water in every room. Got it joining a blizzard, too.
Yes, but the roof is so thin, the first warm day we have, I'll be holding open house.
You talk of snow blind. This igloo, she's fine.
Why, if you just slammed the door, the whole igloo would fall down.
That's just some silly talk, just to watch me slamming the door.
Would anybody like to buy a ton of ice cubes?
The symbol of downright enjoyment at the table is your cup and saucer. Your empty cup itself is a promise. Make sure it's filled to the full. In all the millions of homes where Chase and Sanborn coffee is standard, just the sight of a coffee cup is assurance of coming delight. You know your cup will be filled with flavor, all it can possibly hold. Filled with the essence of coffee goodness and deep down satisfaction. This richer blend is a flavor climax of 81 years experience and tradition. And in the past year, more people have enjoyed Chase and Sanborn coffee than ever before in all that time. It's a new high tide of popular flavor, the biggest swing in our history. Because everybody wants that lavish abundance of extra flavor you get in Chase and Sanborn. With so much to gain, it's a sensible thing to get all the flavor you can. And you're entitled to it. There's no reason to be satisfied with anything else. So let your grocer know you always want Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Well, it's been a great day here at Marchfield, hasn't it, Charlie?
It sure has, Moochie. You know, these flyers sure got what I need.
What's that, Charlie?
Dottie L'Amour, they stole her.
Well, if you let 100,000 girls take a girl away from you, maybe we better stay in Hollywood next week when we entertain Veronica Lake.
Veronica Lake in Hollywood?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you're no competition, and as for Bergen, ho, ho, ho.
You know, seriously, Charlie, this has been inspiring to spend the day with these men who are doing so much to clear the skies of the world. The skies in the west
in the skies in the Far East, where one of our great fighting men has fulfilled his promise to return to the Philippines. General MacArthur has kept faith. He has avenged the heroes of Bataan and Corregidor. He has liberated thousands of Filipinos and Americans and given hope and courage to all who still suffer under the heartless domination of a ruthless enemy. Yes, General MacArthur has kept his promise. And though the enemy put torch to Manila, their flaming capital is to the Philippine peoples, the torch of liberty burning for the future as it has ever smoldered in their hearts. The prayers of the American people go with General Douglas MacArthur for a speedy and decisive realization of the motto he has chosen to replace, "I will return." Good luck to you, General, as you march on to Tokyo.
On behalf of everyone on this show, we wish to thank Colonel Stanton T. Smith and Major Paul J. Shishler for a fine day at Marsh Field. Be with us again next week with Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Ray Noble, and all of us will have as our guest, Veronica Lake. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn Coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. Stay tuned to this station for the new Eddie Bracken show that comes on right after station identification. Dorothy L'Amour will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, A Medal for Benny. This is Lou Crosby speaking from Marchfield, California. Think of the homemade butterscotch candy Mom used to let you make sometimes for a special treat. Remember that flavory, fragrant, golden mixture bubbling and boiling in the candy kettle? Think of butterscotch sauce on your favorite sundae. Think of all the luscious, mouth-watering flavor the name butterscotch conjures up. And then think of royal butterscotch pudding, for this delicious pudding is brimming with grand old-time butterscotch flavor. Smooth as satin, creamy textured, takes less than 7 minutes to prepare. Royal puddings are work savers, time savers, sugar savers. Try one tomorrow. Meldon, golden, butterscotch, or any flavor royal pudding your grocer has, they're all wonderful. And women know it, for they buy more royal puddings than any other kind. Royal gelatin desserts are big favorites, too. They're flavor-sealed, tangier, more delicious. Look for the name Royal when you buy puddings or gelatin desserts.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI Los Angeles, transcribed.
Another rave for Warner Brothers Objective Burma.